This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Unfortunately, all good things come to an end. Milo's on the dangerous tour with the banned book now back in print. I guess so they burn it. Milo Yiannopoulos joins us. I'm Alex Jones. And then I'm going to be doing a taped interview with him. It's going to air later in the week on his YouTube channel. Nightly news coming up tonight. But I got Roger Stone in the next segment with big breaking news. Let's jam in a few more phone calls here with Milo. Let's go ahead and talk to Adam and then Ben. Adam, you're on the air from California.
Hello, Alex and Milo. I'm a huge fan of InfoWars, and Milo, I love your outspoken honesty, especially on the topic of Jewish control in America. There's a video.
I don't know if I quite said that, but all right.
Yeah, there's a video of you on the Rubin Report where you say the Jews do run everything. You're vastly overrepresented in the media in banking, and it's not.
Well, yeah, no. What I think, yes.
Okay, let's let him respond. Thank you, Adam. Go ahead.
No, I think I said we were talking about anti-Semitism, and I said, well, one example of something that is not anti-Semitic is merely pointing out that we as Jews are vastly overrepresented in industries perceived to be powerful, like the media and like banking, and that is perfectly true and not an anti-Semitic observation. So that was the point we were making in that show.
I mean, my deal is a lot of the anti-Jew crowd, they attribute magical powers. They're always saying everything I have is Jewish, and Jews tell me what to do, and it's just like. It's just an excuse for people not to be successful. And
they do the same thing that the left, you know, that the Democrat Party does with Russia, that the left does with the straight white male patriarchy. I think there's
exactly the Russians made me successful. I think or it's the Jews.
Some
or
people
the,
do the same thing with Jews, and it's just as intellectually unsatisfying when they do it.
It just gets old.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, and personally, I've experienced it. If somebody falls on a banana peel, a Jew did it. I mean, it gets a little old.
Yeah.
But I'll let the caller get on and talk about it. Let's go ahead and talk to Ben in Pennsylvania. You're on the air with Milo.
Hey, guys.
Hey, buddy.
First thing I want to say is, caveman, John Oliver needs to...
you can tell from the face, can't you? You can tell that's a face that's been jammed against a wall.
Probably in more ways.
You're a big guy. I don't think you have been, at least not without you wanting.
Well, only consensually.
No.
Sorry, carry on.
But yeah, caveman's phenomenal. Put that in milk or almond milk, and it's fantastic. It does a trick. It takes away anything. Like, I have a bad urge to snack, but whenever I have that, I take some caveman. I'm good. But the topic I wanted to get to is, Milo, you touched on it a little bit with left-wing gays being so against Trump, it blows my mind.
Yeah.
I got an argument at work the other day with this fella. He's a gay man, and he was offended by the fact that I have an InfoWars Trump sticker on my bumper. Mm-hmm. And he just said, you know, I didn't know that you could be so anti-gay. And I was like, are you kidding me? I was like, Donald Trump is probably the most gay-friendly.
I mean, viewers can see how homophobic Alex Jones is at this very moment.
Here's the freedom of speech.
Cheers.
Ah, this is a delicious Jewish-made drink. Mm.
Stop it. Stop
you say that's anti-Semitic.
Stop
I'm
it.
Making jokes
stop
at the anti-Semite.
I'm going to be extracted out for something.
I'm sorry, caller. Go ahead.
No, see, I mean, if you're making...
I don't know if you can see the screen. Is it? I don't know if you can see the screen, but we're drinking Cosmos while you're talking about how homophobic it was. We're cheersing with pink Cosmos.
you're probably drinking such a high-end drink because... I have Jewish heritage, and it's because of me.
Oh, I agree. You did it all, huh?
Exactly. No, but seriously, Ben, I apologize for running over you. Go ahead and finish your point.
I argued with this guy, and it didn't get very far because my belief is liberalism is a legitimate mental disorder, and you can't really argue with them because it's like picking on a special kid in school.
Well, that's very compassionate.
This could be chilled a bit more.
You know, I think maybe 2-3 degrees.
So we need to chill the vodka more.
Maybe a little bit. No.
It's good, though. Yeah, well, I mean, hey, it's good celebrating Madam President. Here's to Madam President.
Madam President.
Here's to you, Bill. The First Lady. Mmm, hello. Mmm. Oh, here is to your book, Back from the Dead, back to number one. Dangerous, dangerous.com.
Week 4 on the New York Times.
We salute you, my friend. Well done. Well done. We'll be back.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
MyCoZX is back in after 5-plus months sold out. Talk about Next Level Probiotic. It's the antifungus, anti-yeast, latest technology, 4.8 stars. It's been sold out for months, big waiting list, limited amount because it's so hard to get the compounds and to have it be California standards. Nobody's got something that's good. Save 30% off of MyCoZX and get the gut health support back when you get it with the Biome Defense 50 billion live in each pill probiotic. MyCoZX contains 7 of the world's most powerful organic and well-crafted ingredients designed to attack and melt away the membrane of yeast and fungal organisms. Start fighting back against hidden yeast and fungus with MycoZX at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. 10% off when you choose auto ship. It's kind of embarrassing to get family and crew members on that, you know, have irritable bowel and Crohn's type stuff that didn't exist 50 years ago. Now it's epidemic. But I'm getting ready to have a bunch of folks go ahead and come on air and tell you what it did for them, because regardless, you can't lose your fun in the operation. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Man True Paleo Formula with bone broth. A chocolate flavored drink mix made from beef hollow.
Shots fired.
Transmitted at the request of the President of the United States of America and the Office of Homeland Security. In compliance with the United Nations, the President of the United States has declared martial law. Curfew is now in place. Return to your homes. Any congregation of 2 or more people outside of your homes will result in you being arrested on site. Anyone possessing firearms or any item or instrument that can be used as a weapon will be deemed an enemy of the state and will be arrested on site. UN peacekeeping garrisons have severed all data transmissions and telephone communications for national security. Any violation of martial law will result in immediate arrests and trial for treason. All traitors will be shot. America is now engaged in civil war.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
I catch myself saying this on air more often. I've been on air 22 years, and previously, maybe every 2 or 3 years, I would say this is the most important broadcast I've ever done. Because as time goes on, bigger and bigger events happen. The acceleration of technology, the compacting of time, as we move towards the singularity, things are getting more intense. There isn't a historian, there isn't an analyst, there isn't a futurist out there that disagrees with that fact. Knowledge is increasing. Populations are increasing. Crises are intensifying. But I've never gotten on air with something as big as this. When you look at the constellation of facts, we have world leaders like Al Gore and Brennan, formerly of the CIA, the director, and others, Clapper, on the same program together last week with Wolf Blitzer talking about removing the president. And Blitzer says, you mean impeachment? They go, no, we're going to just remove him. It's about to happen the next few months, and everybody needs to get behind it so there's not a civil war. While they call for the civil war and violence everywhere. Then I get in contact with some of my sources in D.C. yesterday, and of course a few weeks ago we had the pastor on who met with Trump, Pastor Brown, atop of Evangelical, at the big prayer meeting 2 weeks ago, and then he was in a congressional meeting all day, and top congressmen told him they're shopping martial law and the removal of the president, the killing of the president. And he's confirmed now, talking to the congressman again, it's the killing. The Secret Service visited him and said, who's the congressman? And he said to the Secret Service, it's all over the news. It's Al Gore. It's Brennan. They're all saying they're going to remove the president. They're in major publications saying kill him. They're saying hashtag hunt Republicans, top Democrat strategists. They're funding cop killer groups. And CNN says when a cop gets randomly shot, well, cops better be good people and they'll stop getting shot in the back. I'm not just a pure defender of the police. When they do something wrong, I'll speak out. But I don't just randomly say, go kill cops because some other cop might have done something in another state. That's crazy. So they're trying to bring this country into anarchy so they can turn us into another Venezuela or North Korea. And Roger Stone, I talked to Roger Stone last night. He contacted me via text. I contacted him back. And he said, this is 7 days in May, which, of course, is a famous 1960s film with Kurt Douglas and Burt Lancaster. It's excellent, dealing with generals in an attempted coup. And we see the Democrats, Limbaugh talked about it last week, are shopping to generals a coup against Trump. So I've talked to him at length. And since this morning, we've been mulling what we can get into here on air. Because I have my sources in the Pentagon, my sources in Congress, my sources in the judiciary, my sources in Army Special Operations, all telling me the same thing. Then I talk to him, and he's telling me even more important information that is congruent with this from very high-level sources. And, you know, a lot of times we sit on info and never release it because we don't want to give up sources. But at a certain point when the president's being isolated ahead of a coup and being treated like he's a child, it's treasonous. Now, no sooner had I hung the phone up last night than one of the things we discussed popped up on Politico. Because they never hold back what they know. And it's Kelly. Kelly cracks down on West Wing back channels to Trump. The new White House chief of staff is making its first priority to gain control of the information that gets to the president. By the way, Anthony Cumia hosts the show every 2 weeks as his own great Compound Media. He has given us the first 30 minutes today. I'll be popping in towards the end of the 30 minutes. But he was happy to give us his time. This is the only time we can get Roger on, so I appreciate Anthony Cumia riding shotgun with us and the great work he does. So he'll be popping in. We'll go a little bit longer than 30 minutes if we need to. But that's the facts here. And then Kelly's reportedly quoted saying, yeah, you know, Trump believes whatever he's first given, like he thought he was being wiretapped by Obama, which he never was. They were all over the newspapers saying they were wiretapping him. They were on CNN saying they were doing it. Then when Trump said that's illegal, they went, we never said that. So they quote things that Trump's doing that Trump's supposedly wrong about that are admittedly true. Then they got McMaster firing people that say globalism is allied with Islam to flood our borders when the UN admits that. So Trump is the real deal, but he's drawing from the swamp to drain the swamp, kind of like Treasure Island. You go out to get a ship to take you to find treasure. The problem is the pirates know before you what you're doing. They are the folks showing up to help you crew the ship. So it's Treasure Island. You got a few people in the White House that are good guys. Everybody else is led by Long John Silver. Now, who is the Long John Silver now that Priebus and now that others are gone. We're going to talk about that with Roger Stone and see how much he'll tell you. We're skipping this break coming up because there may not even be a show soon, folks. They have this coup of Trump. They're coming after everybody else. And at that point, we have no choice but to defend the Republic because they're not going to give us quarter. They want to extinguish the Republic forever. Roger Stone, thank you for joining us. The most important transmission ever so far. I'm sure they'll just get more intense in the weeks and days to come, but we are on the razor's edge. Please break it down.
Well, Alex, like you, I had a sleepless night. As you know, Donald Trump ran for president as a non-interventionist. When his generals, Mattis, Kelly, and McMasters recommended 150,000 ground troops for Syria, on the tail end of what many believe was a false flag use of chemical weapons in Syria, allegedly by Assad, and what I think has happened here, in the effort to oust Priebus and Spicer and the establishment Republicans, who were essentially junior leaguers to the deep state, we've had, in essence, what I think is a soft coup in progress. Now, the reason I say this is because a source at the very highest level of the administration tells me that Kelly seeks to choke off all communications between the president and his associates, friends, and many supporters. That secondarily, that the generals, Kelly, McMaster, and Mattis, have agreed that no two of them will be out of town at the same time. In other words, like the president needs to be babysat. And quite incredibly, that any military order given by the president must have unanimous notification and approval of the three generals. That borders on the treasonous. At a minimum, it is the usurpation of civilian control of government that was vested in Donald Trump. Donald Trump does not need to be babysat. He is not incontinent. He has won the greatest election victory, perhaps, in American history.
Well, plus, the law says he's the commander-in-chief. The law says those generals will execute his orders. So the fact that they're openly... What's crazy is everything we talked about last night was on in the news. By this morning, a lot of it was starting to already come out, which shows how we've got to start going on air the minute we learn this stuff.
Well, look, there is, as you know, some precedence for this. General Alexander Haig and the Defense Secretary James Schlesinger essentially had a pact that any military order given by President Richard Nixon in the closing days of his administration would have to be approved by them. They were also usurping.
And keywords, at the final days of Nixon, they're behaving like this is the. These are the things you do: cutting off the info, removing the powers. They're already rendering him gelded. At least they're trying. They're already cutting off his appendages ahead of the big event.
Well, let me go one step further, Alex, and that is, while it is true that Priebus ran too loose a ship, I'm not suggesting that anybody should be able to get through to the president, but I do think that he cannot be cut off from some of his most trusted aides and supporters. And the president is a naturally inquisitive chief executive. During the campaign, he would pick up the phone and call individual state directors to check on how the campaign was going. But you will recall that H.R. Bob Haldeman and his sidekick, John Ehrlichman, very carefully isolated Nixon pre-Watergate, to the point that cabinet members could not get through on
the And they used the paranoia about leakers to get him to actually do the things they finally removed him with.
That is absolutely the case. That isolation, I think, led to Watergate. In other words, there is a happy medium. The door should just not be open and anybody wanders into the Oval Office who feels like it, as it was under Mr. Priebus. But on the other hand, the generals seek to totally control information.
Well, Roger, I think obviously somebody needs to know this. I don't know how much we can say, but stop me if you need to. But the president calls people, has hour-long conversations with them, says send the data here. And then the data, via email, via phone, is literally misdirected somewhere else. And then you confirm someone confirms to the president that this is indeed his number that he's gotten, but that they have used the NSA to hijack it. And then we have Kelly in the middle of it saying he's going to cut people off from the president. Now, I mean, I really think the information you've got is too dangerous to not to go ahead and release. I'm just telling you, well, my spider sense says we need to release it.
Well, Alex, let me say this. Everything you have said, I have heard to be anecdotally true. More than one person has told me that they were instructed to send things to the president, but that they could not get the information to him. But here, more importantly, are the things specifically that the president has not been briefed on. He has not been briefed on the super secret FISA court decision of November that absolutely proves that the Obama administration was surveilling tens of thousands of Americans for political purposes, something Mr. Brennan and Mr. Clapper and Ms. Rice and, yes, Obama are up to their knees in.
So this is Watergate right. squared to infinity. But the good news is I hear Trump has been briefed now.
Well, let's hope that is the case. Let me go on. The president is not been briefed on the case against Sheriff Joe Arpaio, has not been told about the egregious misconduct of the Justice Department under Barack Obama in that case. The president has not been briefed about the secret grand jury currently assessing whether they can cook up an indictment against the journalist Julian Assange. The president has not been briefed on the plan of Jeff Sessions and Chris Christie with the support of General Kelly to crack down on medicinal marijuana in the states. I worked for Donald Trump for 40 years. I know that hell is to be paid when he is not told the necessary information or when information you give him is incomplete. He likes to know everything before he makes decisions. As I've said many times on this show, my experience is when he has all the information, he almost always makes the right decision.
Well, let me stop you, Roger. That's my next point. You read the Politico article and others. They say they're getting this from Kelly. This is basically a leak where the president believes whatever he's given, which is not true, and so he's got to restrict it as a gatekeeper. They're openly acting like the president's addled. And again, they give the example, the president believes the news he was given from Breitbart, that's in a direct attack on Bannon, that Obama was spying on his campaign. Obama's people went on TV during the campaign and said it. They said it when he was president-elect. They said it 22 times in the New York Times in the month of January. We've shown the actual newspapers, and they just said they have communiques of Sessions talking to Russians last week. So they're saying he's crazy because he believed Breitbart. He's now the president. He knows he was spied on. He knows what the FBI was doing. He knows all this. So, again, they're playing these games. What is Kelly doing? Or is this, or are they lying? Because we have the intel this is going on, he's cutting folks off. But Politico, again, has him criticizing the president. I guess the president isn't seeing this, and that's why they don't want him having access to the Internet. All he's got, Sean Hannity, now, let's just say it, a few people he talks to on the phone, like you occasionally, and Sean Hannity, who he religiously watches. That's why Sean Hannity, after Trump, is one of the most important people in America now, because he gets it, he understands it, and Trump watches him. So we've all got to lobby Hannity and Lou Dobbs to keep hammering the truth of the planned coup. Because, again, we just sit here calmly with all these people on TV, Brennan, Gore, saying they're about to overthrow Trump, that they're shopping it to generals. We have the generals cutting Trump's access off. I mean, this is textbook preparation for coup.
This is indeed a crude version of 7 days in May. Alex, let me stress a couple things. That the FISA document not being revealed to the president is shielding the deep state. The last thing the generals want is to see the indictment of Brennan, Rogers, Rice, Rhodes, presumably Jarrett and Obama et al. So they're covering for their deep state brethren. I believe now that Steve Bannon has assisted the generals in taking power and played, sadly, an instrumental role in the ousting of Anthony Scaramucci. I suspect the generals will find Steve's nationalist and non-interventionist views problematic. And my guess is that it's only a matter of time before the generals move on him, too.
I was about to say, that's my next piece. Policy-wise, Bannon's done a good job with Trump, and Trump's done what he said he'd do. But is that Trump, or is that Bannon, or is that a mix? That's my question. Obviously, Trump's very proud that he's been delivering. It's Trump. He likes Bannon because he echoes his own common sense, Americana, populist, nationalist, free market views. But separately then, who is the Long John Silver? Who's the leader, or is it a group still vying? It appears to me it's McMaster who is purging people who are anti-globalist, anti-open border to Islam. It appears more and more McMaster is some type of Soros bot. I mean, he appears to have the Soros stamp.
Well, but Alex, the other thing I'd tell you is that General Kelly brought with him from Homeland Security, a woman named Kristen Nielsen. Kristen Nielsen's role at Homeland Security was ensuring that no one who was loyal and worked for Donald Trump or his election was hired. She was a never-Trumper to the bitter end. She's now going over as deputy White House chief of staff, where she will presumably play the same role. This is a Trump White House staff with no Trumpers.
So what we see happening is... What we see happening is they've got some mild flip-floppers like Priebus and Spicer playing both sides, weak people but still articulate and decent in some ways. Then we get a Scaramucci, hardcore patriot. They magnify his few mistakes, spoof him, emails, calls where he's trying to really take action. Trump ejects him under pressure, and then we get real deep staters taking control.
What was done to Scaramucci is really extraordinary, despite the fact that he took and passed, as is mandatory, two drug tests before going to work at the White House. The rumor was spread that he was a drug user. He's never used drugs in his
life.
They
do that to me because I have energy. They say Trump's on drugs because he has energy.
If lies were told about his personal life, lies were told connecting him in romantic relationships that did not exist. This he was followed by government agents. This was a classic deep state takedown. What was Scaramucci's sin? He's not a deep stater. He's committed to the Trump agenda, not the general's agenda. I'm confident that his greatest days of public service may yet be ahead of him. He knows how to make money. The sale of his company will be done shortly, and he'll be awash in hundreds of millions of dollars. But what we have here is a slow-motion deep state coup. They will block any move on Comey or Mueller. They will isolate the president so he doesn't see the blade coming. They will slow motion walk him into the 18 election. They're going to wrap the Republican Congress around his neck when, frankly, the president can very easily rebound by starting to challenge establishment Republicans in primaries. The president wants to send a shot hurled around the world, go to Alabama and get Jeff Sessions' Senate seat for a Trump supporter, someone who pledges to support the president to the bitter end, not Mitch McConnell's establishment Republican candidate, Luther Strange.
That's right. Let me paraphrase.
Shot heard around the world.
I agree. Let me paraphrase here. Winston Churchill. Men and women are not generally made by even overall who they are, but by the times they live in and then responding and meeting that measure or surpassing it. We are seeing open globalist war against everything basic and honest. We're seeing the most radical elements of Islam pouring in. We're seeing attacks on the family. We're seeing attacks on our stock market, attacks on our economy. It's so clear. We're seeing open calls to kill our president, to arrest us, to shut down the free press, total censorship coming into play. I want the audience to understand, I don't have words to describe the epic over-the-top battle we're in, and the fact that we're winning when we fight. So how would you characterize this historic moment we're in, Roger Stone?
It's really clear, Alex. The president has everything at hand to save himself. He has the skills, the cunning, the information in the FISA court warrant, the powerful issue of building the wall, and what is already booming as an economy. They hope to lull him to sleep before he realizes that he can destroy the deep state and lead in the direction that he delineated in the election.
Wow, let's come in and have final comments and some questions by Anthony Cumia of Compound Media and the great work he does straight ahead. Anthony Cumia will have some key questions straight ahead. Please stay with us at Roger Stone.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Are you women who wanna ride on the street? No, which way you wanna turn?
Just to keep a coming. And put your head up to me, cause I'm the one that's gonna make you burn. Ladies and gentlemen, we are broadcasting worldwide. Anthony Cumia is such a saint. I've been courting him to try to, as soon as I watch some stressful radio shows again, which we're about to do with News Post, to get him to be a contributor, part of that. He's got Compound Media with a lot of great hosts, a lot of great work he does. Be sure and subscribe to that. A lot of it's free, but subscription helps pay for it. He's one of the big corporate funding. That's CompoundMedia.com. Amazing host, amazing analysis, and a lot of great humor as well. He's had one of the top shows on XM, top shows on terrestrial radio, and has been kicked off and fired for being politically incorrect. When a couple of years ago, some people shot cops in the back of the head. He said it was wrong. They fired him off XM, off the Opie and Anthony show. But he has been really nice because Roger was, you know, busy on a plane, couldn't get on until the fourth hour today to let us jump in on him. He said, hey, take the whole hour. And I said, no, I want to get you in here. I know you've been listening a few minutes, but Roger's been breaking down. I've got my sources. A lot of this comes from the very top of the White House. The media, used to, I didn't want to say it because the media make a big deal out of it. Now they know it's true. They don't give us credit, which is fine. But I don't want to shoot our mouth off here. But there's a lot of crazy stuff going on right now, and Trump is just counting on the American people. But what do you make, Anthony? You haven't talked in a few weeks. On they're all over the news. Al Gore, Brennan saying overthrow the president, coup d'état. I mean, I know the president doesn't want to look like a fascist. You're not a fascist. If somebody walks up and puts a gun to your head and you jerk the gun away from them, you're protecting yourself. What do you think of this, and what should the president do? And then ask a few questions of Stone, and I'm going to turn the rest of this hour over to you, my friend.
Thanks, Alex. I am stunned. Isn't a coup supposed to take place kind of secretly?
Yeah.
Isn't it supposed to be, there's supposed to be some element of surprise to it? We have seen this obvious attempt to overthrow this democratically elected president of the United States. I never thought I'd live in a time in this country where we are absolutely looking at a segment of the society that is hell-bent on overthrowing our elected president and inserting a progressive government, which is, of course, a horribly fascist, oppressive government in its place, and having so much support from so many people in this country that were supposed to be, I guess you could call it newscasters, entertainers, all these people that have the eyes and ears of the American people are completely involved in trying to overthrow this president. I've seen presidents in past history in this country that have gotten zero cooperation from the other side of the aisle. We've seen that before. It's a political game that's gone on for as long as this country's been the United States of America. But one thing I haven't seen is this concerted effort to absolutely remove a president that is so accepted. I mean, the calls for assassination that you see on social media from people that just are literally asking somebody to eliminate the president with impunity.
Or Madonna saying blow up the White House. Meanwhile, H.R. McMaster, a letter's now out saying let Susan Rice keep her security clearance when she's the one illegally spying on people and giving secrets away. I mean, it's crazy. They lost. They can't deal with it. And now what do you make of Al Gore, of Brennan saying, oh, a big event's coming. It's not impeachment. We're just going to remove him. What do they think's going to happen if they kill him or they arrest him outside of law? What's going to happen, Anthony Cumey? And I want to ask Roger Stone that question.
Oh, man, Alex, I would love to say what would happen is the American people would rise up. There would be a revolution that is so needed in this country, and we get back to what did make this country great again. But I see too much support from too many people that say and do these things with complete impunity that I'm a little disheartened by the whole thing, thinking, unfortunately, that they'll get away with whatever the hell they want to do to this president.
Well, that's the problem. You hit the nail on the head. Coups are done in secret. It's in 100 publications or more I've seen in the last month. Coup, kill him, arrest him, put him in a paddy wagon. Stone, 3 months ago, first predicted they're going to say he's mentally ill. Yeah. Roger, I know you've got to get on to your next report for Infowars.com. You now officially work with Infowars. As a correspondent, we're launching your show here in just about a month. We're launching David's in just about a week and a half. Roundtable programs, your show's going to be the War Room. But expanding on that is going to be real news with David Knight. I mean, this is so surreal. Like Anthony was saying, I don't know what to do. It's and then they have weird articles going, Jones wants a revolution and to kill people. Then they have fake quotes in Newsweek. And I'm like, is this real or is it a matrix? There's fake Newsweek articles about me where I want to kill people. And they have fake quotes, but no attribution. And then they're everywhere saying, kill everybody. What is going on, Roger Stone?
Alex, I was just reviewing this story you just put up. This is truly extraordinary. McMaster essentially allowing Susan Rice to keep her top security clearance when only this morning it was learned that the unmasking and the use of the surveillance material collected on Republicans and Trump staffers was more extensive than thought, as determined
There's
by...
There's now no doubt, McMaster, I asked you who Long John Silver was here on the ship. Isn't it McMaster? Isn't he the leader?
It appears that way. It appears that he is the ringleader.
He's the Sith Lord, then.
Yes, but it's interesting that he has not does not have good chemistry with the president, whereas John Kelly, who has a better bedside manner...
So is he the Rasputin? Kelly controls the president, but the master calls the shots?
Well, I actually think you have a triumvirate here. I think that he and Mattis and McMaster are in league. It's unclear that there's any one senior official. I'm not sure who Al Haig is, but it may well be McMaster. He is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. He is essentially down with the State Department of Rex Tillerson, which is sadly being dominated by former aides to Mitt Romney. Of course, Condoleezza Rice and the Bush people. Again, the Trump agenda being sublimated for a mainstream media agenda. One thing will be very interesting. You'll know for sure how deep the control is this November when the last tranche of JFK assassination documents are scheduled to be released. I know firsthand that the CIA... and the FBI are fighting with the president, arguing that, that he put it off another 25 years, which he has the authority to do. The president did allow a small tranche of documents released just last week. And already scholars are learning in a number of things about that period they did not know.
It's incredible to have Susan Rice so discredited on the national security clearance and going after Bannon, who thinks she's been playing possum and getting along with these guys. Again, I'm very nebulous on Bannon because the agenda has been so good so far and so pure in many cases, and I know a lot of this is Bannon, and then to watch him, though, playing double games with these guys that would hang him out to dry in a second, I think he's playing a very dangerous game. What do you think, Roger?
Alex, I was very critical of Steve several months ago on this program because, in my view, he would not step up against Jared Kushner and Dina Habib-Powell, Gary Cohn, and the other, the Goldman Sachs wing, as it were, of the Trump White House. I kind of backed off my criticism because I think he deserves credit working with the president on Paris. To his credit, the courts upheld the travel ban, and he got that ball rolling for the president. This double game of assisting the generals in the hope that they'll eat you last is unrealistic. Mm. You know, I understand Steve would like to, you know, maybe leave under good circumstances and get a great book deal. And I appreciate that. But he picks his fights. And I think he's now paying the extraordinary price for never weighing into the personnel process. He has no allies because he wouldn't help any Trump person to get hired.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Because we talk about generals. Trump loves our military. Our military is great, but these generals are more political than anybody, and Trump, I think, is starting to understand that. Let's bring Anthony Cumia, who's hosting this hour, CompoundMedia.com, back in. Anthony, your perspective.
If one thing happens during this whole disaster that has been watching the curtain being pulled aside, that will be what history sees as the good thing that has happened during this term. We are seeing how this machine really works. We thought there were two sides. We thought we had Democrats and Republicans. We thought we had a voice in an election. When a regular guy got elected president, we saw how this machine comes to life, and it's one unit. They're all united in keeping the outsiders out of this machine. Well, and when we see somebody like Donald Trump try to do things like save our secure our borders, make America safe, increase jobs and productivity, keep us a world leader, this is something that cannot happen. And we are seeing the curtain pulled aside and watching these people try to bring down a president.
You know, what you just said is the heart of this. Trump is for real. Doesn't mean he's perfect. I can't even run my own company half good. But he is for real. The results are real. I'm getting chills. He's this lion under total attack, surrounded by all these swamp dwellers that got into power because they kissed butt, not because they were a lion. And they better understand that it happened. Trump is Toto. The American people are Toto. We pulled the curtain back. They may destroy a Roger Stone, an Alex Jones, an Anthony Cumia, a Matt Drudge, a Donald Trump. They're not going to destroy the awakening, and they better understand they're fighting with Trump and are getting their ass kicked. Imagine they don't get now the curtains back. Everybody's watching who's conscious, their ass hanging out. And I'm not just saying that to sound positive. We all should celebrate that this is bloody, this is painful, but thank good Lord Jesus, little baby Jesus, we are finally getting the poison out. This is a revival of America, Anthony.
I just hope people continue to be motivated, increase the fight. I mean, it's nice and everything to get on social media and actually speak openly. Expose yourself to these people. Let them call you names. If they're calling you names, it means you're doing the job that needs to be done by these awakened.
I'm going to interrupt because it's like I think these things drive me to work and somehow I never say them. You just said it. We should put ourselves with Trump literally up on the cross because that's what this is. And I'm not being blasphemous. We're all supposed to be Christ-like. I mean, literally, they are destroying, attacking, killing his companies, trying to kill him and his family, because that's honorable. We're winning through that. We should all be literally ready to be attacked by the bots and all of it, because we know we're right, and you're right. That's what true empowerment is not going with the flow when the flow's a lie. It's changing things when that's what is needed. Anthony?
Alex, people might say, wow, that sounds overdramatic on the cross. Well, people have to be martyred. It's amazing. And I don't mean literally killed. Your reputation, your job, things like this will be put in jeopardy when you come forward and try to support what is great and what is good for this country. That is the tactic they're using to keep people quiet. The fear factor of losing everything you've worked your life for because you're being called a name, just because you're disagreeing with the policies of this machine.
That's right. We've got to call the bluff on the bullies.
Representing us.
They got to call up on the bullies. I'm going to let you take over. We're skipping this break. Just get some more time. Anthony Kumany, CompoundMedia.com, Roger Stone, RogerStone.com, StoneColdTruth.com. Roger, 2-minute closing comment here on this huge, epic battle we're in the middle of. I mean, who could be bored right now? I mean, I can hardly sleep. Like you said, you couldn't sleep. I mean, regardless, this is not a boring time.
I think that the generals do not want the president to realize the weapons at his disposal. He needs to do two things. Right now, nobody in Washington is afraid of Donald Trump. They've forgotten his potency in the election, and it's been a long time since he punished anybody. He has, in the FISA court decision, everything he needs to cause the arrest and prosecution of Mr. Rhodes, Admiral Rogers, Mr. Brennan, Mr. Clapper, Valerie Jarrett, and yes, what did the president know, and when did he know it? Additionally, Alex, his popularity among the people is at an all-time high. 30,000 people in Ohio, which he's very proud of. 27,000 in Pennsylvania. The polls show that he has gained rather than lost. If he were to intervene in a bunch of primaries across the country, taking on some of his establishment Republican recalcitrant blockers, Mitch McConnell
Roger Stone.
Would need new underwear.
I'm glad we're skipping this break coming up because we knew it was coming. We knew they said in the next month they're going to move against Trump. With the separation of powers, a grand jury cannot go after the president. It's only Congress that can do it. But they don't want to wait because Trump is dismantling their globalist crime syndicate. Robert Mueller, the Clinton puppet, Wall Street Journal, is now reporting. This just broke minutes ago. It's on Infowars.com. Special Counsel Mueller impanels Washington. That's a picked D.C. jury. Grand jury. Special Counsel Mueller in panels Washington grand jury in Russia probe. And so it begins, ladies and gentlemen, so that Trump can't even take out this guy they slipped in. They're impaneling a grand jury controlled in D.C. by Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Oh, my God. They're accelerating the timetable because they know there's criminal investigations of the of the Seth Rich thing. Special Counsel Robert Mueller has impaneled a grand jury in Washington to investigate Russia's interference. 2016 elections, a sign that his inquiry is growing in intensity and entered a new phase, according to people familiar. So they said, oh, it'll take years. That was to make Trump think he had that. The grand jury, which began its work in recent weeks, is a sign that Mr. Mueller's inquiry is ramping up and it will likely continue for months. They've got a picked grand jury in the District of Criminals under Deputy Wasserman Schultz's control. Mr. Mueller is investigating Russia's efforts to influence the 2016 election and whether President Donald Trump campaign associates colluded with the Kremlin as part of it. A spokesman for Mueller declined to comment. Moscow has declined seeking to influence the election. Mr. Trump has vigorously disputed it. Ty Cobb, special counsel, the president said that wasn't aware of Mr. Mueller has started using a new grand jury. Grand jury matters are typically secret. Of course, they're not now. Mr. Cobb said the White House favors anything that accelerates the conclusion of this work fairly. The White House is committed to fully cooperating with Mr. Mueller. Wow, this is next level stuff. So they are getting ready right now, these traitors, these scumbags. The Mueller secretly in tarmac meetings with the Russians with uranium transfers. Roger Stone.
Alex, you're absolutely right. Mr. Mueller is the executioner, the intended executioner. Congressman Greg Jarrett pointed out this morning that because of his relationship with Comey, because he actually coached Comey, and more importantly, because Mueller himself auditioned with the president immediately after Comey's firing for Comey's job, but was passed over, he has obvious conflicts of
interest. He's a butthurt Quisling. What does Trump do to flush this guy down the toilet?
Well, here's the other stunning thing I learned last night, and that is perhaps I've been too harsh on Jeff Sessions. He is evidently a captive in his own department. I am told that the first ring of assistants there have been told not to carry out his orders and that he's been unable to get a phone call through to the president. It is obvious.
So what they do is they talk crap about Sessions. Trump stops talking to him. Then Sessions is locked up. Total intelligence op. He's got to get a council together of everybody to suss it out and move against the enemy.
Well, exactly. And if Mr. Mueller has a grand jury, it's time for Mr. Sessions to have a grand jury. They want to remove our president. Let's put their president in jail.
Here's the thing. Why don't people have political, geopolitical, military understanding? You and I have it. I always thought I was average. I get around generals, CIA people that I've, you know, they don't know. They're like children. Don't they understand what's going on here? And even the enemy is so addled. They're easily defeated if the president is conscious of this operation.
There's two more words that I think the president would find very, very useful at this juncture. Term limits. He wrote about them as early as 2000. He has always supported them. They strike fear in the heart of the Washington power brokers and the Republican establishment. Sure. And if he begins to beat the drum, he will get enormous political leverage from the American people.
All right, I'm going to let Anthony have the final comment here. I want to tell listeners, never before has the world, not just America, been in such a crosshair, but it's the Chinese character for opportunity is also crisis. We are in the crucible right now. Please spread this video, this live feed, Infowars.com/show. Please spread the articles, the videos, our analysis. The world's ready for it. The enemy recognizes us as dangerous because we know the truth. We have free shipping that ends today. It was extended one day because they didn't take it down. We have the new 1776 special, 55% off on Brain Force, Survival Shield, Secret 12, Oil Oregano, Bioselenium, the new Super Blue mouthwash with colloidal silver, the John Oliver Challenge, 30% off on the chocolate or strawberry-flavored bone broth. So amazing. All silver products, 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, stand up to these bullies, speak out, take action. Roger Stone, amazing job. Anthony Cumia, thank you so much for your great work and your great comments. I'm going to hand this over to you in the last 6-7 minutes to have final comments. Again, Anthony, thank you so much, and thank you, Roger Stone. But bottom line, history is happening. Everybody needs to be focused and awake. Back to Anthony Cumia from Compound Media.
Thanks, Alex. Man, yeah, we are in a hell of a time. It's like I said, I never dreamt I would be around when we see people moving against the president. And so obviously, Alex was just saying it before, how do we see this?
And how do so many other Americans actually see this? And then others are blinded to it. I sometimes think they're not as naive or just plain stupid as I would be led to believe, but that they actually don't care that this is happening. Getting rid of Donald Trump. Everyone can't be involved in what's going on. There is absolutely a coup in the midst of taking place right now. Not everyone's involved that is considers themselves liberal, Democrat, the left, progressive, whatever you want to call it. But they actually believe that regardless of what it takes to remove Donald Trump, that he's so evil and so detrimental to this country that it would still be a good thing regardless of how he's removed. Not realizing it spells the absolute end of America as we know it. They would rather live in a country where a power base is so strong that they could remove an elected president of these United States and it would just still be a grand, great place to live. You just go to sleep in the Matrix in the little pod and have your steak and it's juicy. And the glass of wine, and you don't have to worry about a thing. Well, the truth of the matter is, if they are able to get away with that, what the hell type of freedoms do you think you have? The American people.
What's next? Exactly. The sky's the limit.
What's next?
Sorry.
What's next? How are they financing? We are financing them. We have to pump our hard-earned money and actually pay people to abuse us. What kind of a sick cuckolding is it that you don't get angry at that? That we shovel boatloads of cash into this system that does nothing but screw us.
And finally, a guy shows up that wants to bet on humanity and ride that wave. He'll be on top of that wave. That's a leader. And they're trying to stop him, but just the idea of it puts $4 trillion in the stock market, $400 billion in new jobs, and the economy rushes back for a minute, like gasping for air, and they're all pissed and howling because they don't like us being successful. They want to be the little grimy worms that look at us all poor down below them. They want to bring feudalism back. Well, I tell them this. I am. Get out of my way. Get out of the way.
Bravo, Alex. Man, that really does say it all. We all have to get to that point where we say that they don't want us to be successful because if we don't need them, if we don't need the government to help us constantly with our lives, what could they possibly hold over our heads? They want us to be cattle and sheep. And they want the economy to be lousy so they could tell you that we'll help you, we'll make it better. And they never make it better because they want to keep us down like this. So when Trump comes in, a businessman, and we're looking at record levels in the stock market, the consumer confidence is way up, jobs, small businesses, these are things that petrify the government leaders in this country because again, it's like a parent when the child goes off to college. They sit there and cry because they know, they really don't need us anymore. They're out on their own. They're living their life.
The globalists have empty nest syndrome.
Yeah. So when the government sees that happen, they blatantly, and they don't even, you know what it is? They don't have the time. Trump works so quickly that they don't have the time to do this covertly. So they've thrown the curtains open and they're telling us, yeah, we're going to remove the guy that you elected that is making America great. And there's literally nothing you can do about it. I am stunned at the turn of events that I've seen transpire over the past year. Never mind, even before that.
But you can't turn away. I mean, you can't turn away, though. Let's face it. Is this not edge of your seat stuff, Anthony?
It's the most edge of your seat historic stuff I've ever seen in my lifetime, Alex.
What a great guy. CompoundMedia.com, folks. Go check it out today. Thank you so much, my friend.
Thanks, Alex.
All right, nightly news tonight. We got big breaking stuff then, too.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.